This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. In last week's Friday conversation, we heard from C.J. Grisham, the head of Open Carry Texas. That group helped convince the Texas legislature to allow open carry of handguns, a policy that took effect January 1st. Campus carry will allow concealed guns on the campuses of public universities in Texas starting in August. This week, we'll continue the discussion with Andrea Brower. She's executive director of a group called Texas Gun Sense, which supports what it calls sensible gun reform in Texas. She joins us from Austin. Andrea Brower, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you very much for having me.
Last week, President Obama did a town hall about his executive orders on guns. There was an emotional moment when a rape victim asked him why he was trying to make it harder for her to get a gun. Do you believe that's a valid question?
I think it's a valid question for somebody. Certainly this woman, as you say, she had a terrible experience and she's very emotional about it. And unfortunately, people hear the rhetoric of the NRA and where they say this is the first step in taking away your rights. But the reality is, and the facts are, that particular woman and any law-abiding citizen will have no barriers to getting a gun. It will not make it any more difficult to get a gun. They will go into a gun store, fill out their instant criminal background check form, and 15 minutes later, they walk out with a gun. So I understand the concern, but it's not grounded in reality and grounded in fact.
When I talked to C.J. Grisham, the head of Open Carry Texas, last week, he had some pretty harsh words for President Obama. I want to play something he said about the Sandy Hook shootings.
President Obama's policies is what created and what creates dead kids, because teachers, faculty, they're not allowed to defend themselves when they walk through the boundary of a school.
That's been a common argument on the other side of this debate, that arming more teachers and citizens could prevent tragedies. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think that comment is offensive and obviously completely untrue, that Obama's policies creates dead kids. I mean, that's so extreme and so unnecessary. It's just false. The truth is that state law governs where guns can be carried. Just like Texas just passed a campus carry law that allows people to take weapons into classrooms. Most states don't have that. The other issue is what C.J. Grisham presupposes is that had that teacher had a gun in her purse in her classroom, which is unlikely to begin with because most people don't have a license, and certainly females are more of a minority of license owners. And then for the teacher to have had the chance to run to her purse and get that weapon and defend herself and her children in that moment is both unlikely and unrealistic. And I would also say that her bringing that weapon into a classroom, the higher risk situation there is that one of her students would have gotten the gun. That's a much more likely scenario. Kids are curious, and this happens all the time in our country.
When I asked C.J. Grisham how you tell a good guy with a gun from a bad guy with a gun, he said the bad guy's the one pointing the gun at you. Do you think it's as easy as that?
Absolutely not. I think it's not easy for law enforcement to determine that, and here's why. A lot of people that carry concealed weapons say that they like to have it on their person to defend themselves, and I understand that, but they say that they need it because law enforcement will take 3 to 4 minutes to arrive at the scene, whereas they're there at the moment with their weapon. So assuming that things happen, as the licensee says, and a crisis situation happens, there's a shooter, presumably then that licensee would pull out their gun and engage with the shooter. So when law enforcement arrives on the scene, the good, quote-unquote, good guy does not have their gun in their holster. They are engaging with that criminal and with that shooter. So, no, it's not that simple at all. And we're not seeing those statistics across the country. In the mass shootings we've seen, concealed handgun licenses are allowed in most of our states. We don't see concealed handgun licensees swooping in and saving the day. Just the opposite. In Oregon in October, a concealed handgun licensee said, yes, I had my weapon, but I decided not to step up because I didn't want to be mistaken for a shooter. People risk their own lives when they do that. So I don't think it's wise.
It's pretty clear that the tide is flowing against any kind of gun regulation, especially in Texas. Open carry is here. Campus carry is coming this fall. It has to be a challenging time to push for gun control.
Yeah, it is. And we prefer to say gun violence prevention rather than gun control. We're trying to reframe the discussion so it's not control or certainly not infringing on rights, but instead improving the public safety in our state. And I think there's a growing movement of people across the country ever since Newtown that are joining in and share this belief that we need to be safer with our gun laws.
Let's talk a little bit about guns and suicide. I understand you personally know several folks who used a gun in a suicide. How has that shaped how you approach this issue?
Many people don't know that most of the gun deaths in the country are suicides. And some of the pro-gun people say, well, we shouldn't count that all in the numbers. Well, I believe we should, because the fact is, if those folks, that most of them have mental health issues or crises, didn't have easy access to a weapon, then they wouldn't have done what they did. So, you know, our interest is in preventing that.
A lot of the opposition to gun regulation and support for gun rights is based on a kind of level of mistrust. Mistrust of the federal government, of the president, mistrust of law enforcement when you look at what's happening up in Oregon. How do you get over that hurdle of mistrust?
It is a difficult one because it's gotten worse over the years. It didn't used to be this extreme. What we would like to do at Texas Gun Sense is to sort of bridge that divide and bring people together to have the conversation. Again, recognize there's a problem. 2,800 gun deaths in Texas is a problem. 500 children being shot and either killed or injured by a firearm every year is a problem. And we need to address it. And small steps, incremental steps. Again, that's why I focus on safety and public awareness, because so those are things that generally both sides of this debate, if you will, agree that safety is important.
What's the toughest thing about your job?
The toughest thing about my job is one, that the myths that are out there that are simply untrue. You know, the names we get called on our Facebook page when we post articles that, you know, that I hate freedom, that I, you know, want to take everyone's guns away, and that, you know, I don't care about rights, and I'm just anti-Second Amendment. And that's not the reality of the things that we're doing and the things we're talking about. So the extremism and sometimes the inability to even engage in a dialogue with somebody that is so grounded in those views. So that's frustrating, the unwillingness of some people to come to the table.
Andrew Brower, Executive Director of Texas Gun Sense, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you very much.